A few years ago, when I was at St. Dominic's in Brookfield, I was on one of their confirmation retreats for the high schoolers preparing for confirmation. And part of the retreat involved some of the core leaders of the confirmation program to give witness talks to the teens themselves, to talk about how faith has played a part in the core team leaders' lives, and the importance that they found in living a life of faith. Well, one of the leaders giving this witness talk was a senior girl in high school who had been confirmed the year before, which her willing to do that is quite impressive, as it's hard enough as an adult to stand before someone and give a witness talk and talk about faith. And for this young girl to do so in front of her peers speaks a lot about her character. And as she gave the talk, one could tell that this was not a natural place for her to be in, and she was pretty uncomfortable giving this talk. Yet as this young girl spoke, she brought up that she was one of those present during the tragedy of the Waukesha parade a few years ago. If you remember, where an individual drove through the parade and killed and injured many people. And she was speaking about how this moment affected her faith and relationship with Christ. Well, she began to recount the events of that day, she began to understandably choke up as memories of that day resurfaced, to the point that she was having a hard time getting through the script that she had written for the talk. And so in the midst of this teenager had this kind of raw and authentic moment where, in between heartfelt sobs, she has said to her high school peers, "I may be a mess, but I'm here to help. I may be a mess, but I'm here to help." I, and I'm sure many others in that room, got goosebumps in that moment, because this teenager showed that she understood. She understood, probably without realizing it, St. Paul and our gospel for today. This teenager knew that on this retreat, she was standing in front of her peers, she was standing as a witness of the faith to God, not because she was the example of a faith-filled teenager, she had her doubts, not because she was the most well-spoken, she was struggling to get through her prepared speech, not because she had qualities inspiring radical conversion, not because she was praying night and day or understood every page of the catechism, not because she had answers to why God would allow such a tragedy to occur at a Christmas parade and that she would be there to witness it. She was standing before her peers as a witness of faith who, because, yes, she may be a mess, but she was there to still help her peers. This is what it really means to be a Christian, a follower of Christ. To be a witness, to stand before people and say, "Yes, I am a mess." As St. Paul says, "I am foolish, I am weak, I am lowly and despised, I count for nothing." Basically, I'm like all of you. "And I myself have nothing to offer you, except for one thing, that I've encountered someone, I know someone, who in fact doesn't care that you are a mess. In fact, he loves you all the more because of it. And I want to help you. I want to introduce you to him. I want to introduce you to the man, this man named Jesus. A man who says, 'Blessed are you. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are you who are meek, who hunger and thirst, are persecuted, who are insulted. Blessed are you who are a mess. You will be comforted. You will inherit the land. You will be satisfied. You will be shown mercy. You will see God.' The Lord, as we see so often, does not call us, draw close to us, love us more because of what we have or can offer, because we are the best examples of faith, or because we are qualified to stand before others as a true witness of faith. He calls us, he asks us to be a witness for what he can give to us and through us, in and through our messiness. Isn't that sometimes what can hold us back, though, from being bold in proclaiming and evangelizing our faith? That we feel like we are too much of a mess to help. We don't want to appear to be a hypocrite or for people to see that we are not as confident or sure of our faith as we may want to be. And yet, this is precisely what can give us strength. Because like that teenager, it allows us to stand before our peers and say, yes, I don't have it all figured out. I have my questions, I have my doubts, I have my mess. I am a sinner. You can point out all of my flaws and all the ways in which I fall short. You can point out the ways I am not a good example. In fact, I will do that happily with you, because I know that I am not the inspiration or should be the inspiration for your faith. I can't even inspire myself most days, but I know who can. And because I know him, I can stand before you as a mess and at least help to introduce you to him. This is one of the many lessons in the Beatitudes, that we are blessed, Jesus calls us blessed, when we are not at our best. And it is when we are not at our best, when we are perhaps the most qualified to witness our faith before others. Because then it's not about us. All we provide is the mess. But we provide him and introduce people to him who blesses us even in our mess. This teenager understood that. And when we do as well, we hear the Lord give us another beatitude. Blessed are you who are a mess, but still willing to help.